Can everyone hear me in the back? Great. So I'm Liz Lockhart. I am a graduate research assistant on this project I'll be talking about today. My role in this project was primarily with the qualitative aspect of it that I'll be talking about in a bit, helping to interview participants, just to give you some context. I have nothing to declare. So this project is called the HER study. It stands for Healthy Relationships Extending the Reach, and it was an adaptation of Healthy Relationships, which is a dissemination of effective behavioral interventions programs, and we were trying to assess the feasibility, acceptability, and preliminary efficacy of adapting it for video group transmission. The HER study only included women, and our goal was to find out if video group dissemination was an effective way to get the information to people primarily living in rural areas. So this is a video phone. Basically, a video phone is kind of like a mix between a phone and a video camera / computer application. As you can see on the top, there's a video camera, and around the edges are any participants. It can actually be connected up to 15 different participants. And so what we did is we had locations throughout the state of Florida where women would go, community-based organizations that they would connect up with other women, following groups at the same time. So our groups had actually, they could actually see the other participants on the screen as well as themselves. So the groups were led by a facilitator who was at a centralized location, and the participants were in a private room at the community-based organization. There was 1 to 2 participants at each community-based organization. However, they were always in a private room by themselves. So the study was conducted in 4 counties in the state of Florida. There was between 3 to 7 participants per group. And the groups met twice a week for 3 times, so for 3 times twice a week for 3 weeks, so for a total of 6 sessions. And the sessions mainly covered what was in healthy relationships, with an additional session to coordinate and to familiarize the participants with the video phone. So the content of the healthy relationship sessions focused on condom use, disclosure to both family and friends. So for this study, we were actually interested in how the video group format, what the women's impressions were of that video group intervention, as well as if using the video group format, the women were able to have social support with the other participants in the session, and if so, how did that impact the participants? So to answer those questions, we conducted a mixed methods study. We had participants at post-intervention fill out surveys with regards to group cohesion, their feelings of group cohesion, as well as conducting semi-structured interviews after the intervention completed to find out their overall experiences in the program. So with the quantitative post-intervention assessments, we had 57 women complete these. The majority of them were Black or African American. There was specifically 30 Black or African Americans, 14 non-Hispanic whites, 5 Hispanics, and 8 identified as other or unknown. Oops, that shouldn't have gone. Sorry about that. As well as we had a wide range of educational backgrounds. The average age was about 44 years old. In the semi-structured interviews, we interviewed 21 women, 13 of them identified as Black or African American, 5 as white or as non-Hispanic white, 2 as Hispanic or Latino, and 1 as unknown or other. Interestingly, 12 of those women who participated in the qualitative interviews had been living with HIV for more than 11 years. So what we found was that in general, women found that they had positive relationships among the group members. There was a feeling of unity and togetherness among the group members, and group members felt free to share their feelings with each other. Anecdotally, during some of the sessions, the women wanted a way to kind of connect with the other participants and wanted to kind of show us a way to support each other when sharing their experiences. And so what they ended up doing was one of the women decided that in order to convey they wanted to give a hug to someone else, what they did is they would do this so that it could be seen in the video camera, and this was their signal for giving the other person a hug. So that was their way to support them while participating, even though that they weren't face-to-face or in person. These were the results as well from the quantitative assessment. These are reverse coded, so as you can see, the majority of the women disagreed with all these statements that people are unkind to each other, that they disliked going to the group meetings, and that they felt uncomfortable. In the qualitative interviews, we found out some of the reasons why they enjoyed participating in the intervention. So, in general, the women felt safe by participating, and they felt that they were able to share and connect with others. And these feelings led them to have an increased sense of comfort with themselves, a new appreciation for other women, and that also gave them an opportunity to learn from others. So, in terms of their increased comfort with themselves, one woman said that she knew that she was not really the only one, that the HER study helped her to learn that she wasn't, and that other women were going through problems too. In terms of another woman said that she felt more comfortable within her own skin, that before the HER study she wasn't comfortable and that she felt like she was all alone. In terms of new appreciation for other women, some of our participants expressed that they weren't necessarily comfortable with other women, especially in group formats, prior to participating. And so after they said that, one woman said that she knew that people actually had the same kind of issues that she had, and what made her comfortable was the fact that she was around other women that she could relate to, and that they made her feel comfortable. In terms of learning from others, one woman said that there are people dealing with the same issues that she has, and that she understands that she's not alone in the world by herself. If she could see or hear another female living and enjoying her life, living, not just existing, but living in this world and doing something positive and not allowing the disease to dictate her life, that's good. And in terms of feeling less lonely or isolated, one woman said that she's been living with HIV for 19 years, and she never just sat down and talked about it. She said, you know, I've talked about it one-on-one with counselors, but never with a bunch of people, with other women. And she never did that until the HER study. So in conclusion, even though that this was a video group and video phone intervention, there was still a high level of cohesion and meaningful interpersonal interactions between group members. And that led to increased self-acceptance, as well as their ability to share and receive support from others also led to self-acceptance and openness with others. And so we found that video groups are an ideal alternative when in-person groups are not feasible. So I'd like to thank my co-authors, as well as my advisor and the participants that we worked with. Thank you.